announce that we're sending Mika Sabanajet back to Djurgården, the Swedish Elite League. We think for the long-term development of him, to give him an opportunity to become what we believe he has a chance to become, and that is a quality NHL player, that this is the right step for him at this moment. And that's it.
Questions for Brian?
How difficult the decision was that, Brian?
Well, it's very difficult. You know, Paul played him 14 and a half minutes last night again. He's a big, strong, good skating young man. I think the reason we're probably sending him back is that we want him to have the puck. We want him to have a chance to score points, to be a legitimate top six NHL player. I think at 18 years of age, he was playing the last little bit to survive and to, you know, not make mistakes, rather than be a creative kind of kid that we think he'll turn out to be. So from a selfish point of view, it was very difficult. We like him. He's a good man. He's a guy that would work hard and do everything the coaches ask every game. In turn, I think from Mika's point of view, we want to have to pay him a lot of money in the future, and that will only happen if he becomes, as I say, a legitimate top six forward that can create offense and take advantage of his size and strength in the NHL.
Can I ask
you
how he took the news?
He was quite understanding. I think it was the right thing. I think he, after sitting there for a minute, I think he, I don't know if he accepted it totally, but he certainly understood. And, you know, I talked to Alfie just prior to talking to Mika to let him know that I'd like them to have a conversation afterwards. And Alfie's reaction was, that's the right thing, Brian. There's no question that he's got to play more.
So he'd be allowed to...
Nothing really to do with his game right now. I think that we look at this young man, as I said earlier on, at Christmas time or early January, and he'd probably be contributing here more offensively than he's capable of doing right now. But to be a complete player, having talked to management back in Djurgården, I mean, they really want him back. He is going to be a legitimate first-line player for them, a power play guy for them. He might not reach that status with our team this year.
Well, would Djurgården allow him to go to the World Junior?
I would imagine. I think that the Swedish teams are very open to that kind of development, that kind of tournament. They try to send their best every year, and a lot of the kids are on the team playing the Elite League, and I would say he can play in that as well.
How did you see him grow as an individual as much as a player in the last month and a half?
Well, I think just being out on his own, it was interesting. Hanging out with the older players, David Rundblad and him became very close friends, it appeared. They rented a car together, but Mika doesn't have a driver's license, so he always was reliant on other people. But beyond that, I think that he was very, very aware of what was going on in the NHL and around him, and that. But he's still 18 years old.
Everybody pretty much on the same page on this one?
Yes. Paul was the hardest guy to convince. No, Paul really had strong feelings about him early on. I think over the last few games, we kind of felt that the right thing for the long term of Mika was to do this. But he did play him, and you saw in overtime last night. He got, I think, two shifts at least. And so the coaching staff were very happy to work with him, very willing to do whatever. But we all felt at the end of the day when we had our meetings that this is the right thing.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Great.
I think it's the best thing for him. The conversations that Brian and I and the coaching staff have had, even though we were very confident in him as a player and having the ability to make him better, we want him to be the best that he can be, and we don't want him just to be a third and fourth line checker. We want him to be a front line player and a top six player. In order to do that, he needs to be in a place where He's going to have the opportunity to have the puck as much as possible and develop those skills of seeing the ice and making the plays and attacking the net.
You did play him last night late, last minute, and then overtime. Was that, I guess a decision had to be made at that point, or were you just trying to give him confidence?
Actually, I was trying to win the game. That's what I was doing.
You got an update on Reagan?
No, I don't. Status is sustained.
Is surgery a possibility there?
We're allowing Peter to explore what he needs to do, and when he has an answer, we'll have one for you.
Has he sought a second opinion from an independent
yes.
doctor?
I'm not sure about the independent part, but he's talked to someone.
Is there any part of you as a coach who would have, you know, like to see Mika stick around just so you could sort of mold him as a player the way you'd like to see him play?
Well, Brian said I thought there was, but I also know what the right thing is for somebody, and I wasn't. The best thing for the Ottawa Senators is to send Mika back to Tiergarten so he can have an opportunity to grow as a player. It's not nowhere is it what's best for Paul McLean. It's what's best for the Ottawa Senators, and this is the right decision that we've made.
Is Bobby Butler getting close to being ready to come back?
He's cleared to skate and practice with the team now. He hasn't been able to do that really as a regular for at least 2 weeks. So we're going to monitor him and his fitness level. And when he's ready to play, we're going to get him in.
Is the team allowing less goals because Henderson is playing better, or is Henderson allowing less goals because the players are playing
better? I think both. I think the team is, as a whole, is playing better. I think our veteran players have come in and played NHL games and been who they were. They're not trying to be what they're not. And everyone is getting to know the foundation that we're trying to build here, that better and better every day. And we're just better as a team every day, which is what we wanted to do from the first day of training camp, is try to get a little bit better every day until we get to where we want to be.
Will he start tomorrow, Anderson?
Yes.
Some of my graduate players, obviously, guys like Archer Phillips, have they raised their game, or are they just helping guys adapt to the system?
I think they're playing the way they're capable of what we would expect them as NHL players. And they're not going above and beyond what that is, but every day they've come in and they've been just NHL players, and that's what we need them to be. And they're not trying to play for somebody else, they're just playing for themselves, and they're doing their job. And when everyone does their job, everything starts to move in the right direction. So no one's trying to be outside the box or play outside of what they can do. We're just asking them to be them and just do it every day and do it right.
With Zibanejad going, there's obviously an opening in the top six forwards. Is there anybody within your team you'd like to see more of an opportunity?
Well, I think Stefan DeCosta is still there in the mix. We have Flannels in the mix, and those are the players that we have at this point. Butler gets an opportunity to come in the lineup when he does, and we haven't already sat down to put lines and combinations together at this point, but we certainly have it done by tomorrow.
Is it not that thing with Alfie's hip, Paul? Is that something you're going to have to monitor? Like, might there be more nights off?
There possibly could be. Alfie's, he's 38. So, there's an expectation that could be a reality.
Great. Anything else for Coach? All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Brian.